Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance. Welcome to the Ziegler Inspired Weekly Podcast. My name is Blake Lindsay, wishing you a better than good day. Did you know the original title for Zig's first book was Biscuits, Fleas, and Pump Handles? It has since been changed to See You at the Top, and has certainly been one of his most popular life-changing books, with nearly 2 million hardback copies sold. Today I want Zig to share with you the story of the biscuits.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. When I was a child, I was raised in Yazoo City, Mississippi. It was during the Depression. We lived next door to some rich folks. I know they were rich because not only did they have a cook, but the cook had something to cook. And folks, in the Depression, that was a sign of sure wealth. Well, I was over there one day for lunch, as I tried to be every day. And don't misunderstand, even though there was a Depression on, we certainly had plenty to eat at my house. And I know we had plenty because every time I passed my plates for seconds, they'd say, "No, you've had plenty." Well, anyhow, this particular day, the cook brought the biscuits out, and as I looked at them, they were no thicker than my wristwatch, and I said, "Maud, what on earth happened to your biscuits?" And she laughed real loud and said, "Well, let me tell you about those biscuits." She said they squatted to rise, but they just got cooked in the squat. You know, a lot of people do that. They're a half a mind to do something, or they're going to do something, but the reality is they never get started. Those people who wait until everything is just right, until Aunt Matilda moves out, or John gets on the day shift, or we get the new governor, when they wait for things to change out there before they do anything, then they're the ones who get cooked in the squat. Remember, folks, it's up to you. Start today. It's inside of you. Start today, and I'll see you at the top tomorrow.
Too often, we let ourselves get cooked in the squat. We wait around for all the circumstances to be just right before we embark on a project. I want to encourage you today to get out there and, like the famous commercial says, just do it. If you find that there is a project that you are having trouble starting, how about giving yourself permission to do just one step of the project and not the whole thing? Often, the momentum of completing that first step will help us to finish. And if not, well, at least you got started. Zig also wants to share a more serious topic with you today. Listen as he relates how encouragement and support can change the course of someone's life.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. I don't know what you know about AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. But you know, these are people with those serious drinking problems. They are addicted to alcohol. And most of them, when they reach that point where they realize that they are helpless to handle it on their own, then they join AA. And yes, they do go to those meetings, lots of those meetings. But let me tell you something that you might not know about AA. And members have told me this on several different occasions, that many times, even though they've been to those meetings, they have those sorely tempting situations where they just feel like, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fail, I'm going to take a drink. And they are encouraged, and they do call a fellow member of AA and says, hey, I'm about to take a drink, come help me quick. I had one to tell me that frequently he or she, I had several to tell me this actually, he or she would answer the call, literally stay up all night working with, counseling, encouraging, holding the hand, praying with, doing everything was humanly possible to keep that person from taking that drink. Now, they were successful in most of the cases, but here's the intriguing fact about this. They said repeatedly that it was by helping the other person get through their crisis that they themselves were able to continue sobriety. It's really amazing, folks, the fact that regardless of what you do, regardless of what your profession is, you really can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. I encourage you, if all of these messages encourage you, pass it on to some of your friends. Tell them to get involved in listening to Zig Ziglar's Encouraging Word. It'll make a difference in their lives.
Well, you may not have someone in your life whose very existence depends on your encouragement and support, but I do know for certain that you have people who would love to have your encouragement and support. Think of someone today that you can be a help to. Hey, if you live in the Georgia or Colorado areas, you'll want to check out the classes we have in November. All the details are absolutely at Ziglar.com. My name is Blake Lindsay, and like I always love to say, let's live life to its fullest. I am eager to be here for you next week with another inspiring podcast at Ziglar.com. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.